today is BBC Music Day, and it's fifth year now. The theme this year is the power of music to inspire, bring us together, make a positive impact. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, very rarely does any of that. But she's been finding out about Singing for the Brain, a service provided by the Alzheimer's Society, which uses singing and other activities to bring people together with dementia or memory loss. She went along to Strand Presbyterian Church in Belfast and began by speaking to Adele McMahon, Singing for the Brain leader in the East and West.
Good morning. We're going to have a bit of an out song. And so if you would all join in, there'll be a free cup of tea for everyone. Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone.
Singing for people with dementia specifically is very beneficial. It aids relaxation, it de-stresses, it can help with better sleep. It's something that people with dementia and their carers can do together. That's fun. And very often as the disease progresses, opportunities to do things like that become less and less, or fewer and fewer. We also find that it can lift the person with dementia's mood. Singing songs that the person with dementia has chosen will often trigger happy memories, bring them back to times in their lives that are emotionally special to them. I absolutely love doing this work. Spending time with these people and having fun with them.
So you'd like another wee cup of tea?
Yes, Eileen, please.
No problem.
My friend wants another cup of tea. Ardy, how much do you enjoy coming to the group here?
Oh, very good. It's a lovely place, and there's all the people who come in and then stay for I don't know how long, and then they go out.
And, Artie, do you have a good voice?
No, I do not. No, I don't.
Well, Artie, you really seem to enjoy it, and sitting beside you is your wife, Margaret. Margaret, he seems to really enjoy coming here, and I suppose it's great for yourself as well.
He does enjoy singing. And he used to sing all the time, then he didn't remember the words, so we stopped. And coming here, he can read the words, so it's good to hear him singing again. That's why we come, you know, just to hear him singing, to get him singing.
Brian, you're Artie's friend, and you come here for a wee bit of support for Margaret as well as for Artie.
I'm a volunteer for dementia, for Alzheimer's Association, you know what I mean? See, the smile on their face is incredible, it really is. And it takes them back in time a wee bit, you know what I mean? And that's the most thing that I enjoy more, to see them smiling and see Arthur singing. It's fantastic, because Arthur has a good voice. He has a good voice. He doesn't realise that himself, but he has. Simon Calby after him. Watch you watch. Okay?
And Irene, you like coming to group?
Yes.
Why do you like coming here so much?
Well, it's just lovely getting to see other people, and they're all nice and friendly. And yes, it's really lovely, yeah.
And do you think you have a good voice? Mm-hmm. Are you a good singing voice?
Oh, no. I can sing with the rest, but not my own.
And do you have a favourite song?
Irene, good night.
Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Nilla, you're here with your mum. How much does it mean for you as a family that your mum can come here and interact with other people and take part in the singing?
It's normally my sister who brings her. This is my first time here. But I know from my sister and from my mum that it's something that she looks forward to every week. It's actually the only thing that she really goes out to socially, you know, because she's quite a private person. But she loves music and she loves singing, and no matter, you know, if she's feeling a bit down, even at home, I always find that putting a wee CD on, putting a bit of music on, just lifts her mood and brings her just into another dimension, really, you know.
So, Mrs. Denver, you come here and use the service.
Yes.
How much do you enjoy coming here?
Oh, I love it. Where there's music, I'll be there, I'm telling you. So uplifting if you're sort of down, you know, music.
So music was always part of your life then?
Yes, always part of my life.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courtly, one, two, three, please won't you tell me.
That was lovely, actually. If you want to find out where Singing for the Brain Group meets across Northern Ireland, you can log on to allthews.alzheimers.org.uk. If you want to find out any more information about BBC Music Day, then you can log on to bbc.co.uk/musicday or get involved across social media using the hashtag BBC Music Day to keep across all the events, activities and broadcasts taking place across the country.